Hello, welcome to God Day. I'm Derek Walker, the pastor of the Oxford Bible Church. And today I want to share a wonderful story and from the ministry of Jesus, the woman with the issue of blood. And this is described in Mark chapter 5, verse 25 to 34. And it's a classic example of how to receive our healing from God by faith. This woman had a sickness that no doctor could cure, but she came to Jesus and received, was restored to full health by receiving his healing power. Praise God. And so I believe that's given to show us how God's healing power works, how we can receive healing from God. Let's look at her condition first of all. In verse 25 and 26, it says that now a certain woman had a flow or an issue of blood for 12 years. So she had suffered a long time. And it says she had suffered many things from many physicians. These doctors tried everything, but they couldn't help her. She spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. So she was a hopeless case, we might say. She was desperate. And all her efforts, she had exhausted all the natural remedies. And then it says in verse 27 that she heard the word about Jesus. She heard about Jesus. Now Jesus had been preaching that the Spirit of the Lord's upon him. He was anointed with healing power to heal the sick and set the captives free. And she had heard about Jesus and she believed. This was the turning point. Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ, as Romans 10:17 says. And so faith came to her heart because she heard about Jesus. And, you know, this thing we call faith or trust, that, which is in our heart, is what connects us to God and his grace and his healing power. And so faith comes through hearing the word of God. And so she had to have a knowledge of Jesus before she could come to him and receive from him. And in the same way, we need to be diligent in God's word to know his promises and to know him so that we can have the confidence to come to God and receive. What did she hear? Well, like I said, she heard him in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, for example. He said, "The Spirit of the Lord's upon me. He's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to the needy. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, proclaim liberty to the captives, and to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord." In other words, the year of Jubilee, the year of God's favor, the year of God's grace. And then he declared, "Today, this scripture is fulfilled in your hearing." In other words, I've come. This is a prophecy of the Messiah, really. He says, "I am the anointed one. I am the Messiah. And I have that very power. I'm anointed with the power to heal you." And so this was the good news. This is the good news of the gospel to the poor. And if whatever you're in need of, wherever you are poor and lacking in your life, the good news is that God offers it through his grace. Praise God. And so elsewhere, Jesus would preach, "The kingdom of God is at hand." You see, in other words, what is the kingdom of God? As Romans 14:17 says, the kingdom of God is righteousness and joy and peace in the Holy Spirit. In other words, the kingdom of God is all the blessing of God. Where God reigns, his blessing flows. And so when we receive Christ as our King, we can receive the blessing of God through the Holy Spirit. Where God reigns, you see, then the Holy Spirit is free to bring forth righteousness, peace, joy, healing. And so when Jesus proclaimed the kingdom of God is at hand, he was saying righteousness, peace, joy, healing, blessing is at hand, within reach for you to reach out and receive. At hand means it's within reach for you to reach out with your hand of faith and receive. Praise God. But because it comes, the Holy Spirit, as it were, comes to bring the kingdom of God in reality in our life, it is the kingdom of God. He comes under his authority. And so to receive, we have to submit to his authority and acknowledge that Jesus is our King. Praise God. And so this is what this woman heard about. She heard that Jesus, the Messiah King, is anointed with power. And so she could come to him and receive of that anointing if she would submit to him and have faith in him. And that's exactly what she did. It says, she came to Jesus, verse 27, and received his healing power. It says, when she heard about Jesus, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. You can just imagine her. She would have had to get down on her knees because she touched the hem of his garment, actually, where the tassels were at the corner of the garment. And she would have touched those tassels. And she would have had to be on her knees. And in a sense, we come to Jesus on our knees. But we know that, like a king with his royal robe, he is able to extend his grace and blessing toward us. And so by faith, she came behind him and laid hold of his garment, the garment that represents his glory, his anointing. And as she laid hold of that garment, physically, she was actually laying hold of God's healing power that was flowing through Jesus. So she came and touched his garment. You can do the same. You can come to Jesus, and he is clothed with his anointing, with his glory. And you can come and by faith, in submission, lay hold, praise God, touch his garment of glory and receive his healing power. Well, this was her faith. It describes her faith. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. She believed that his preaching, he says, it's at hand. I have already given you. My healing power is available. It's the year of Jubilee. It's a free gift. You just have to believe and come and receive. And so she believed that this healing power was freely available. She didn't even ask him for it. She just came and laid hold of it because she believed that if she could just make contact and touch his clothes, she would be made well. And immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And then it goes on and says, and Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that healing power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, who touched my clothes? But his disciples said to him, you see the multitude thronging you, and you say, who touched me? It didn't seem to make sense, you see, because everyone was touching Jesus, but she was the only one that touched him in faith. So her faith was expressed by, first of all, she came to Jesus. She realized Jesus is the source. God was healing people through Jesus. So you come to Jesus, first of all. And secondly, she reached out and touched. She connected with him and she received the healing power that's on him. You come to Jesus in faith and you lay hold of him by faith. Praise God. And his healing power will flow into you. Praise God. And so Jesus said, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. This is, faith is first of all shown by you coming to God. And that's what this woman had, great faith in coming, because it was not easy. There were many obstacles in the way. There was a crowd of people surrounding Jesus on all sides. And only by being determined and having a focused, purposeful faith, would she be able to press through to Jesus and connect with him. And she was weakened by her physical condition. And there would have been many mental obstacles springing up in her mind because she knew her condition made her unclean in the eyes of the Jews, which means they would object to her presence. And, she could make them unclean by touching them. And so that's probably why she couldn't approach in the normal way. She wanted to come up quietly behind him so no one would notice. And so, in the same way, you see, when we have faith that Jesus is the source of healing power, the source of grace, we desire to come to him and receive from him, there may well be many obstacles and distractions that would stop us come to Jesus. All kinds of emotional and mental blockages, like doubts or feelings of unworthiness or whatever, that will try and stop us from coming to him. Discouraging voices saying, what's the point? You don't deserve to be healed, and so on. But like this woman, we need to determine in our heart to do whatever it takes to press through all of that stuff to come to Jesus, because he's the one with the answer. One touch from Jesus can change our whole life. And when Jesus said, "Who touched me?" his disciples were surprised, because there were a whole crowd touching him, you know. But they weren't touching him in faith. What was different about this woman is that she was believing that when she touched his clothes, she would be healed. She had an active faith that laid hold of the power of God. And Jesus said at the end, "Your faith has made you well." What marked her out from all the others in the crowd is that she had that kind of faith to connect with the healing power of God that was on him. So she touched him with the touch of faith. So the moment she touched him physically, by her hand of faith, took hold of the power on him. And as a result, it says Jesus felt the power going out of him. And that's how he knew somebody had touched him with the touch of faith. Let's read that in verse 32. It says, Jesus looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Walk, go in peace." In other words, walk in fellowship with God and be healed. In other words, remain healed of your affliction. As you walk in fellowship, you will continue to be healed. And so she's a great example of how to receive healing from God. And, she wasn't some kind of special case that it worked for her, but it wouldn't work for anyone else. Because, for example, it's not like she came and had an interview with Jesus and asked to be healed, you know. But actually, she didn't. She actually didn't make a special request. She didn't even ask healing from him. She just came and took from behind him and took his healing. And so it's not like that healing had her name on it. Presumably that same power of God was equally available to everyone. In fact, Jesus declared it. He says, "The anointing is on me and it's for you. It's the year of Jubilee. You can come and receive." And so anyone could have done the same thing. She was successful in receiving her healing, and she wasn't told off for being cheeky. In fact, Jesus commended her faith because she took Jesus at his word and acted on his word and laid hold of her healing. And so he didn't condemn her for stealing God's healing power. She was just receiving what he had already offered her as a free gift. So, for example, if I was holding a £20 note and you just came up and took that £20 note from me, I'd be upset with you, all right? But if I'm going around holding out £20 notes and telling everyone, "Hey, I'm giving away these £20 notes as free gifts," then if you took me at my word and came and took one of them, I couldn't complain at all. In fact, I'd be pleased that you took me at my word. And that's what Jesus was doing. He was saying, I have received healing power from God at my baptism, actually. It was when he was anointed with this power. And he went around freely giving that healing power to those who would come to him and believe. And so she wasn't being wrong. She took him at his word. So in other words, the healing power of God is on tap and available to us because Jesus has purchased it on the cross and he released it through His Holy Spirit to us now. And it's available, it's on tap, as it were, just like the electricity in your house is available. Of course, you have to pay the electricity bill, but Jesus has already paid the bill in full. And so healing power, that like electricity, is available, and you just have to believe that and put the plug into the wall, flip the switch, and that power will flow. And that's what this woman did. She made a physical contact, and she switched on the switch of faith, where she said, I believe, I receive healing power to flow in her body. And that healing power flowed and made her whole. So a lot of people are waiting for God to do something special, to do a miracle. But Jesus this woman just took Jesus at his word and came and received the healing power she needed. And he actually only realized she'd done it after that power flowed out of him. Then he knew what she was doing. And so, you know, this was actually proving that God, that healing power was freely available. We can read after this miracle, a lot of people, this miracle became famous because a lot of people saw what happened with this woman and did the same thing that she did. If we have time, we'll get to that scripture where we find that multitudes of people started going to Jesus and just tried to touch him. And those who did received their healing. So a lot of people were inspired by her example, and they were able to receive healing from Jesus through touch in the same way. Even without Jesus laying hands on them, it says they just touched his garment and they were healed. And so God's healing power is spiritual, it's invisible, but it's very real and powerful. It's just like electricity. You can't see it, but when it flows, you will feel and see its results. So electricity can be present in a room, but nothing happens because nothing's putting a demand on that power, you see. It's only tangible when it's flowing. But if you believe that it's present and you believe in the reliability of the supplier, then you can receive it. It's actually being made present by a voltage being communicated to the room. And it's ready to flow when the right connection is made and the demand is put, giving action to the power. And so in the same way, God's healing power has been made available to us through the death and resurrection of Christ. His power is present. And if we will, for instance, with the electricity, you put the plug in the socket, you establish a point of contact, and then you turn the switch on. And then, as long as the switch is on, that power will flow, producing the desired results. And that's what this woman did. She knew that the healing power was on Jesus, that it was available. She established that physical contact with him, and then she turned on her switch of faith. She chose to believe that she received healing power into her body. She put a demand on that power and it flowed into her and it healed her. And so sometimes, you know, a miracle might be instant, but what we're talking about is the God's healing power is a process. In other words, it's like when you boil a kettle, all right? You flip the switch and the power begins to flow, but for a few seconds at least, it doesn't look like anything's happening. But if you just keep the switch turned on, the power will continue to flow and soon you'll see the results as the water boils. And so when you receive God's healing power, just keep believing that God's healing power is flowing. Keep thanking God for his healing power working in your body. And as that power flows, it will remove sickness and weakness and restore health and strength to you. But you have to keep believing. You have to keep your switch of faith turned on. All right, so the power is available from God. It's Jesus paid for it. It's been released through the Holy Spirit. But we must believe in Jesus. We must come to Jesus and receive his healing, his healing power into our bodies. And that's what this woman did. Let's just see some steps of her faith. The first thing she did, if you like, we break it down into four parts, four keys to receive healing. And they're just logical things, really. First of all, she said it, all right? She heard the word, she had faith, and then she declared. She said, when I touch him, I shall be made whole. In fact, literally it means that she kept saying that. When I touch him, I shall be made whole. You know, you might say something like this. When I pray, I will come to God, and when I pray, at the moment that I pray, I will be made whole. I will receive my healing. Or when I go and ask the pastor or someone else to pray for me, I'm going to believe that when they lay their hands on me, I will be made whole. All right? It wasn't wishing and hoping. She was basing her promise, her faith on the word of God, on what she had heard about Jesus. But she set, as it were, a point of contact. And so you might say something like, when hands are laid on me, I'm going to believe I receive my healing. Now, the second thing she did, or the second action, is she did it. All right? She actually did it. So verse 27, it says, she came behind him in the crowd and touched his garment. All right? So having established her faith that she was going to receive this way, she came to him. That's the key thing. Come to Jesus. She pressed through all the discouraging crowd of thoughts and feelings of why she shouldn't do it, why she wasn't worthy. She actually pressed through. And she touched him. Praise God. All you need is a touch from Jesus, and he will change your life. You have to touch him. And then once she touched him, it says the third action was she received it. All right? She said it, she did it, and now she received it. All right? So at the very moment that she touched him, she also released her faith to believe that she received her healing. Because she said in verse 28, when I touch him, I shall be made whole. In other words, she had the faith that when she touched him, that healing power would flow out of him into her and she would be made whole. That's a bit like the flipping the switch of faith and saying, right now I receive that power to flow into my body. She came to him believing, as it says, we can't please God without faith. For those who come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. In other words, you come to God and you believe that you receive his blessing, his reward. That's what faith is. And so she turned the switch of her faith on, and her faith gave action to the power of Jesus. Other people were touching Jesus too, but they weren't doing it purposefully. They were doing it by accident. And they weren't, like her, believing that when they touched him, his power would go into them. And so that power was clearly freely available. And when she touched him by faith, that power flowed. And then finally, her fourth action was she told it. She told her testimony, because when he wanted to know who this woman was, it says in verse 33, she told him the whole truth. She told her testimony. She told everything about what she did. And that's how this got recorded in the Bible, for our example, for our instruction. Praise God. And so when we receive our healing, you know, we should start telling it. We should share our testimony. But also, it's good to keep declaring. You know, if you've truly come to Jesus and received his healing power, then a process begins of healing. And you need to keep declaring that Jesus is healing me. His healing power is working in my body. You don't have to kind of pretend that you're healed when that healing isn't manifested. But what you can do is you believe you receive healing power spiritually in your heart. It's with your heart that you believe you receive the blessing of God. It's in spiritual form, all right? You can believe you receive it even before you see anything, because it's something that's spiritual, all right? Don't think in terms of a physical manifestation. Just believe you receive spiritually. And then keep thanking Him that that healing power is working in your body to bring about a healing and a cure, to restore your health. And just keep thanking Him. Declare that His healing power is working. All right. And so this is an example for us of how to receive healing. Notice in Mark 6, even the next chapter, that other people were inspired by what happened with her, and they did the same thing and with the same results. It says in Mark 6, 55 to 56, whenever he entered into villages, cities, or the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might just touch the hem of his garment. And as many as touched him were made well. So in other words, it wasn't just a special thing for her. People realized that the healing power of Jesus was available for anyone. So through this woman's testimony and through her faith, many, many multitudes of people were healed everywhere because this story got round. But I think she was the pioneer. She was the one who took Jesus at his word that healing power is available. And you know, it's still true today, because that was true in the ministry of Jesus. But through his death and resurrection, he has poured out his Holy Spirit, and his Holy Spirit is now available for us today. And part of the power that we receive is healing power. There's healing power in the Holy Spirit, because Jesus on the cross, he purchased our healing. People often make the mistake. They try to receive a manifestation, and then they pray, and then they look to their body and there's no manifestation, and then they say, oh, it didn't work. But what you're actually, there's no biblical basis to receive an instant manifestation from God. What there is a biblical basis for is that Jesus heals us by his healing power through the Holy Spirit, and we have the right to, as children of God, because healing is the children's bread. In other words, we can pray, give us today our daily bread. Healing belongs to us through our covenant with the Lord. And therefore we can come, and we must receive our healing in the form of healing power. And as we do that, his healing power will flow, praise God, and restore us over a period of time. How quickly it happens, we don't know. It depends on the problem. It depends on our faith, as it were, as to how much that healing power can flow. But if we will just continue to keep the switch of faith turned on, that healing power will work. So let's just pray. Father God, I come to you now in the name of Jesus. I thank you that you love me, you want me to be healed, and that you freely and generously give healing power to all who ask you through your death on the cross. Jesus, you've purchased my healing. So right now, according to your word, I believe I receive your healing power to start flowing into my body right now. And just keep thanking him that his healing power is working, making you whole and saving you from your sickness. In Jesus' name, amen.